Welcome to Becoming Like Jesus, a podcast from Pure Heart Church where we talk about what it means to become like Jesus for the sake of others. This episode is a daily devotional. I'm Mike Delster, and I have the honor of being the campus pastor at our Peoria campus. Today we will be looking at Matthew 11, 28 through 30. To make the most out of this time, try to quiet the world around you. You may be driving or home with the kids or furiously scrolling on social media. Take a moment and breathe. Set down the phone, tell the kids you need to take five, and if you're not driving, close your eyes. Are you ready? Say this after me. Holy Spirit, what do you have for me today? Hear now the words of Jesus. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Holy Spirit, what do you have for us today? I don't know if you're like me, but I can get weary. I am burdened. My wife is working and going to school, and as a therapist, she isn't able to work from home. So since the kids have school off because of COVID-19 and the physical church gatherings are postponed, I get to manage the tension of being a stay-at-home father, a homeschool parent, and a full-time pastor. I am burdened, weary, and tired. But if I'm really being honest, I'm not any more tired or weary than I was before. So what is this about? Now imagine Jesus speaking to this crowd. Jesus is talking to the Jewish people living in an uncertain time, unsure of what their future would hold for their people or their country, doing their best to love others and trust God in a time where fear reigned. Does that sound familiar? And Jesus gives them an invitation, but it's not an open invitation. This invitation is exclusive. It's only for certain people. Come to me if you are weary or burdened. Are you tired, overwhelmed, overworked, uncertain, anxious, fearful, depressed, burdened by the weight each day brings? If so, then Jesus' invitation is for you. Come to me if you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Stop. Be still. Pause the whirlwind for just a moment. Can you hear his voice? Can you hear the Holy Spirit remind you who you are and who you belong to? Take a deep breath as if you were breathing in life and peace itself. But only pause for a moment, because immediately Jesus moves to an action verb. Take my yoke upon you. The yoke is a farming tool that you would use to put on a horse or ox to pull a plow. It was difficult work, so often farmers would yoke two animals together to pull even more weight. But I thought Jesus wanted to give us rest. He does, but not as an escape from work. Rest is not the same as passing out from exhaustion. Rest is holy. In Genesis, God created man and woman on the sixth day. Then on the seventh day, he rested, the Sabbath it was called, which means the very first thing humanity experienced was rest. And the very next day after that, they got to work caring for the garden. We were designed to work out of a place of holy rest. Jesus says, I will give you rest. Then in the very next breath, Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. We have work to do. We also have a great teacher who doesn't leave us. He is kind, strong, gentle, and humble. The yoke of Jesus is a tool of movement, not stillness. The yoke is only effective when moving forward. Jesus says, learn from me. And we learn from Jesus by walking with him and following him, not just by sitting in the stillness. Don't get me wrong, there is a time for seclusion and stillness. Jesus would often separate himself in solitude to pray, but that's for a different episode. Here, Jesus is inviting his followers into movement, into work. And here's the great mystery. Here's the part I still don't fully understand. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and you will find rest. Not just rest, but rest for your soul. In your heart of hearts, in the depths of who you are, you will have rest. And when we move and work yoked with Jesus and exert energy for the sake of his glory and for his kingdom, we also find rest. Then Jesus explains why and says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, wait a minute. It sounds like Jesus just said that following him is easy. And I don't know about you, but I have not found following Jesus to be easy. It's not easy to love my enemy. It's not easy to be generous. It's not easy to not sin in my anger. It's not always easy to trust God and never live in a space of anxiety or fear. It's not always easy following Jesus. But I've also found that it's the best way to live. You see, love is like that. Love can be the most beautiful thing and also the most painful. My wife and I have an incredible marriage, and it's so easy to choose to love Emily every single day. Marriage is also hard work, sometimes with hurt and pain, because both of us are imperfect people who can sometimes be selfish or insecure. But the choice to love her every day is an easy choice. I think that's what Jesus meant when he said this was easy. Following Jesus takes my full surrender, but it's still the best decision I've ever made. And it's easy to continue to make that decision every single day. God wants rest for your soul. For me, that rest will be found in loving my wife, homeschooling my kids, and figuring out how to pastor in a time when we can't meet. The rest will be found in movement as well as in the stillness. How will you find holy rest while in movement? Some of us have plenty to do while stuck at home. Find ways this week to join Jesus in the work. Take his yoke and walk with him through your day. Will you accomplish all you set out to do that day? Maybe not. But the yoke Jesus calls us into isn't one of efficiency. It's a yoke of intimacy. Some of us are stuck at home with nothing to do. But just because we aren't doing anything doesn't mean we are experiencing rest. Find moments of intentional stillness with God. Then find moments of intentional movement with God. Clean your house. Go on a walk. Serve at the Pure Heart Food Pantry. If you've been forced into stillness, use the opportunity to make every movement meaningful.